Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Stacy Thacker. To learn more about Stacy, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Ecclesiastes 7:11-12. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, an advantage to those who see the sun. For the protection of wisdom is like the protection of money, and the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it. My daughter and I drove by Dinah's place of business one Tuesday night, and there was a line out the door. "Tuesdays must be half price night," she said, with a slight laugh in her voice. The people in line were seekers. They wanted something they believed Dinah could give them. Ultimately, they wanted a shortcut to wisdom. Dinah's sign says, "Psychic greetings." My daughter and I both know shortcuts will not lead to true wisdom. The wisdom we were made to hunger for has a name and a giver, and they are not found at Dinah's doorstep. The Hebrew word for wisdom is chokmah, and it's used 145 times in the Old Testament. It means skill in war, administration, shrewdness, prudence in religious affairs, wisdom both ethical and religious. It carries with it an implication that leads to action. Chokmah impacts our decisions and how we serve God. There is also a God-given natural flow of chokmah that brings with it profit, protection, and preservation. These benefits are not to be sought in and of themselves, but instead are ongoing products that are part of God's design. Consider these examples from Scripture. In Exodus 35:25, God filled the workers with chokmah so they would do the work he had commanded for the building of the sanctuary where he would dwell. In Deuteronomy 34:9, God gave Joshua chokmah to lead Israel into the promised land. In 2 Samuel 20:22, God gave an unnamed woman chokmah to prevent the destruction of her city and lead her people to do the right thing. In Daniel 1:17, God gave Daniel and his friends chokmah that gave them favor in their captors' eyes and positions of influence. And in 1 Kings 4:29 34, God gave Solomon, believed by many to be the author of Ecclesiastes, chokmah beyond measure, so that it surpassed all the wisdom east of Egypt, and people came from all over the world to hear him. In each of these examples, we see that God's chokmah led to action and also the byproducts of profit, protection, and preservation as they walked in the wisdom of God. These followers of God also faced challenges, opposition, and were given monumental responsibilities they could not have navigated with anything less. Have you ever sought a shortcut to wisdom? How can you seek the wisdom giver today? What action might God be asking you to take with the wisdom he gives? Let's pray. Lord, we admit we like shortcuts to answers. We honestly desire about how to live out our lives of faith in this world. Today we pause and seek you first because according to Colossians 2:3, in you, Jesus, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.